Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to What Yells Like.
Rocking the mic like vandals. Put your creepy ass toes away. Stop wearing sandals.
I was wondering how the toes tied into everything. And then, you know, I hear the line about sandals. It's like, oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Uh-huh. Waxing chumps like candles.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we do here. For 2 hours, or usually less because we strut in like rock stars.
Yeah.
Every Sunday night on What Yells Like. It's the name of our show.
Yeah, you know, the it's increasingly weird to me to be introducing the show at this point because it's like 10:40 now. And, you know, like a solid third of the show is gone.
It's over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Never to be seen again.
Nope.
And we're just getting down to the introduction.
Yeah, you know, it is kind of weird, but we like to take things at our own pace because, you know, if we don't do it at our pace, then whose pace are we going to do it at?
Well, you know, the other paces that are being produced today are vastly inferior.
Inferior. And, you know, we've done a lot of research on the paces out there, and they don't make them like they used to, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of finding our own. So we're going to rock aforementioned mics out to the break of dawn. Usually that's how long we do it, right? To the break of dawn?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you know, if somebody brings in a milkshake, then we can keep it up a little longer.
Right. But we'll get to that later, undoubtedly.
Yeah, we'll touch.
We have a streak there. We're not willing to break right now. A streak of one milkshake in a row.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get this thing going. We are down a man for week number two, sad to say.
It's a tough situation.
It is a tough situation, but our man Eric is out on the road. Living La Vida Loca.
Yes.
Like Bowie in the 70s, if you will.
And I will.
I know you will.
Very willingly.
And
yeah, certain elements of that opening were, you know, that wasn't fantasy, right?
Mm-mm.
Some elements of that were very
drawn from truth.
Yes, some of them. And, you know, we'll leave it to you to sort out which ones are which.
Oh. Does Eric have gills? I don't know. Does he?
I don't know. Why don't you come down here into the studio and peer at his neck?
Mm-hmm. And now bring some milkshakes while you're at it.
Mm-hmm.
So although, you know, our primary concern is not to entertain you, like, let's just kind of square that off and get that settled.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of put that away in the refrigerator, keep it chilled.
Yeah. Don't even bother with the Tupperware.
What happens is that typically just winds up being a side effect of our self-indulgence on the microphone.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of like how, you know, mold, it's there to make food look gross and everything, but a side effect of it is that cheese gets involved somehow.
That's right.
Yeah, or penicillin.
Penicillin, seriously. So good things can come of our vanity. Believe it or not, you might not think so.
So glue that radio to your head and keep close to an outlet.
That's right. Glue it, and then put some tape around it to hold it while the glue is drying.
Yeah, double it in. If you've got gills, don't let any glue get into the gills.
Clog them up. You can't breathe underwater.
Yes.
And if you got that skill, which is pretty cool, you know, you might want to hang on to it
because
it's definitely going to come in handy, you know?
It's really not bad.
You're being chased by some bad guys. You can do the old trick that you see in the movies where you jump in the water, but you won't have to come up for air and give your location away. You can just stay under.
Yeah. Yeah, if they do that whole Noah's Ark thing again, you know, you'll be in a good situation.
Unless you're being chased by a killer fish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're out of luck and, you know, try to use your evolved brain to beat them in that case.
It would kind of suck if they ran the Noah's Ark deal again these days, because there are a lot of boats around.
Yeah.
And not all of them sink. And,
they don't all sink.
Yeah. I don't think it would work out so well this time.
Oh, my head is pounding.
Mine is too.
Pounding.
I'm in a bad way. This is something that's been on my mind for the last 24 hours. It's going to be on my mind, unfortunately, for many more. Is that I don't know what your motivation for having your head pounding is. I'm sure I'm going to find out. But I have a sunburn in a very huge way, a very intense, radiant sunburn that I got yesterday. And I cannot get it off my mind. It's all over my body. And I don't know, just you'd think that just, you know, having the sunburn, being kind of uncomfortable is enough punishment for having been out in the sun. But you also get kind of nauseous when it's this extreme. You get the head pounding.
But you look healthy, man.
Do I?
You know what I mean? You got some color. You look vibrant.
Yeah, it's very strange. I stand in front of the mirror. I don't see the pasty creature that I'm so used to.
Mm-hmm.
And I just kind of freak out for a moment because I don't even recognize that man in the mirror.
You look like you just got back from Cali and you were swinging some motion picture deals.
Yeah. Yeah, the truth, it could not be further from the truth, but I'm willing to let that fiction continue to exist.
Exactly.
Now, it's a shame that sunburns are, well, I mean, you know, they make you kind of irritable because of the whole discomfort. But really, if we get the world's leaders together and we gave them all really intense sunburns, they'd be thinking so intensely about their sunburns that they would just think right past their differences. You know,
and plus, that would give them all something in common, too. You know?
Yeah. You know, we could really unite the world if it weren't for them, you know, being so irritable at the moment.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I'm tired, too. I work every day, can I be honest?
Yes, you can.
Because I'm just a dude. We're entering into, you know, week number 3 of me just being a dude.
Mm-hmm.
A dude that works every single day, and I have to work every single day for, like, the next 2 weeks. Pretty annoying. So I come home tired. I get these headaches. I get headaches from mopping.
Mm-hmm.
Mopping's a pretty tedious job.
Now, is it, you know, just the monotony? Is it the fumes that you pick up from the cleaning solutions?
It's a combination of everything, man. Yeah. The monotony is a big part of it. The kind of, like, back and forth motion. I hate it.
Yeah.
Getting under the counters and the tables and everything like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just gotta wonder if it's worth it sometimes. Like, does anyone really look under the tables? Do they appreciate the art of what you do?
And you know the answer is no, because all they want is their Asiago.
Yes.
You know? That's their fix. You know, they're addicted to Asiago.
You know, next time I'm in a restaurant, I'm going to make a point of doing that, is peering under the tables and saying out loud, that's a damn good mopping job, and just
seriously,
hoping that somebody's around to appreciate that.
You know, and that later that night when that person's mopping it, if they heard you, they're going to be pretty excited to mop it, because they know that people are noticing them.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm going to pull down the wool. I'm going to, you know, just kind of peek through our elaborate ruse.
Yeah.
Give the people a glimpse into our real kind of soft underbelly. And just give them a little tip. You know, we really, deep down, care about what you think when it comes to whether you're enjoying the show or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would be not entirely truthful to say that we come in here and completely don't even give a crap about what you feel. You know, if everybody hated the show, we wouldn't have so much fun doing it every week, you know. And so this is why you and I have this kind of symbiotic relationship with the audience. I think it's fair to say.
Sure.
We provide you entertainment. All you have to do is provide us with milkshakes.
That's just about it.
You can think of us in a way as a big, chugging, comedic hot rod. You know what I mean? Except instead of gasoline, we flip open the gas tank, you pour some milkshakes in. You put some milkshakes in there periodically, it's going to run like a beaut.
Now, I got to tell you, I'm standing back in awe. You're dancing on the cliff. I'm way back here in safety when you're pulling back this ruse. But I'm nodding my head.
Yeah.
I'm understanding what
you're understanding. I'm doing most of the pulling right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And because this is a pretty elaborate ruse.
Well, the fall ruses, last fall's ruses were, you know, very stylish, but very heavy lot.
That's true.
The heavy looks in.
So I'm pulling it back. You're kind of just supervising.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of a jerk.
I'm just kind of fascinated by it.
But you are in agreement with me. So we really like getting calls here. You know, we like talking to the people, getting the word out. You know,
mm-hmm.
shaking it up, seeing what you think, you know, and if your opinion is, you know, differs from maybe ours in any way, so be it, you know?
Yeah, I see where you are, yeah.
These are the 2 hours where you're allowed to sound off, where you're allowed to, you know, call up and say, hey, you know, I really like your show. Hey, I think you guys are giant boobs. Because, I mean, let's face it, for the rest of the week, you're going to be in a coma.
Yeah.
You know? Because that's what happens when you're not listening to our show. You just kind of fall into this apathetic coma from lack of stimulation from our voices.
Don't have the stimulation you need.
And then for a whole week, you're kind of out of it. So these are the 2 weeks where we want you to feel free to just kind of sound off, you know? Get into the mix. We want to feel like we're down in the crowd. Not some of those, like, rock stars that maybe, you know, won't do an encore and kind of just run out of the venue right away, get in the bus and drive away, you know? Don't sign any autographs. You know?
And what is the best possible way for them to make their voices heard? I mean, sure, they can dial the phone. That's one thing that they could do. That's something they absolutely could do. But, you know, another thing they could do, another way to you know, really, truly shout what they feel is to pick up a milkshake.
It is. You pick up a milkshake. You come on down to 113 North Market Street in Champaign, conveniently located next to Mike and Molly's.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of down the block a piece from Jupiter's and the High Dive. So it's in the heart of entertainment, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make it seem like you just have to jaunt out here and drop off milkshakes and leave, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to any one of these fine establishments.
Hit one of the ventricles of the heart of entertainment.
One of the ventricles, you know. But just drop those milkshakes off. Get them in here, you know.
Mm-hmm. Let the chocolate do the talking.
Let the chalk do the talking. That's what we like to say here. Or, you know, Eric's not here, so you might want to act now because you'll be saving about $2.50. Because you'll only be getting mm-hmm. two chocolate milkshakes or whatever flavor. Chocolate for Mark. He's kind of picky.
Yeah.
But I'm very, very flexible.
Well, I'll take just about anything except strawberry.
Except strawberry?
Yeah.
You got something personal against strawberries?
I'm not too into them. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if they got me a strawberry, maybe I'd swap it with whatever you got. You know, as long
they got two strawberries. What would your reaction be?
I'd throw it in the face.
Okay. So you want to get a strawberry and something else if you're just dead set on getting strawberry.
I'd probably eat it.
But those aren't really too hard of rules to follow.
No.
I'm thinking $5. Think of it as $5. You're doing your part to keep this hot rod chugging.
Mm-hmm.
Keep this hot rod tearing down the road.
And, I mean, you look at the world around you. You open up a newspaper. You check out any of the reports in the news. And let's face it, government in this country is becoming more and more inaccessible. Democracy is just a meaningless fiction these days. You can't really make your voice heard in any effective way. You can hear. You can hear by dropping off a milkshake.
That's right. It's like the song goes, life is a highway. You know, you really want to ride it all night long.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can't do that unless you have fuel. So that's kind of the theory we're operating under.
Yeah, you are the wind beneath our wings.
That's true.
But you know, milkshake.
And if you want to be our lover, you know,
mm-hmm.
you got to bring us a milkshake.
Yeah,
that's, I think
that's the only way it goes.
A wise sage once said.
You know, if Eric were here, he could keep bouncing back and forth to you with those song lyrics.
He sure could.
Until the metal show comes.
I'm sure Journey would make an appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Poison would get into the mix.
Yes.
And they would all offer valid insight, undoubtedly.
So you're talking about supervision a little while ago. And I was doing this job yesterday. I'll talk about the nature of the job. This is a side job. I do the occasional side job. I was supervising a couple of other people working. I didn't know these people. They'd also been hired for the job. I wound up in a supervisory capacity. And it was really all because they were high school students and I was a college student. I had absolutely no experience in, you know, what we were doing. But because I had a college degree, I got to supervise. And that was enjoyable, certainly. I did less work and I get paid slightly more, but it's a little bit whack. I did not receive any training during any of my three liberal arts degrees for the art of picking things up and then smoothing sand and then putting the things down on the sand that is smooth. But it really is true how much instant and kind of undeserved respect the sheer fact of a college degree will get you out in the real world. Nothing entirely useful, but it'll pop up every once in a while.
I'll buy that. And I was having this conversation yesterday that actually argued the exact opposite of that.
Really?
Which is desperately in the search for a job right now in the real world, a professional job. But I just find it interesting that, you know, with a college degree, some of the things that you need to prove to people is that you have the ability to work on your own.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you have the ability to kind of get jobs done, you know, which are all, you know, skills that maybe you would think employers would kind of bundle together under the title of the degree you've achieved, you know?
Yeah.
So you still find yourself trying to prove yourself in all these capacities when maybe, you know, during your 4 years of college you were demonstrating that, you know? I think it could go both ways.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you would think over the course of 4 years, having to do one thing for 4 years to, you know, attain this one goal, you would have proved that you could, you know, get things done, sort of thing. It's would be kind of difficult to leave things completely undone and still
graduate from college.
Yeah. But apparently it's not a safe assumption, you know.
It's not.
The owners of capital in this country know what they're talking about.
So, it must be weird for you, man. Every time you drive by, well, if you're ever in the neighborhood or whatever, or just thinking in your mind, this person is going to be living, you know, on this thing that you made
mm-hmm.
with no training whatsoever.
Yeah, what I was...
You got to wonder, is it holding up?
Is it
going to fall apart? Is it going to hurt someone eventually?
I do wonder. I was doing a landscaping job yesterday. I don't normally do landscaping jobs. This was technically the second. Did one last summer where I just basically dug a pit. But this summer I was putting down a patio in this area. And how about landscaping? How about that word, you know?
Yeah.
Landscaping.
Scape the land for me.
You know, I'm really glad we have such a grand word to describe what is frequently the act of putting a rose bush in the ground, you know, and ensuring that a rose bush continues to be there. It's really kind of cool. I was thinking about it yesterday while I was supervising it, and I decided to stop referring to it as landscaping and start referring to it as terraforming.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I've seen my Star Trek, too.
Wow.
Yeah. So that was neat.
So would you be a terraformer
mm-hmm.
or terraformist?
That's a good question, because both of those sound really good.
Yeah, maybe you should be a terrorist. I know that word's already taken, but
yeah,
just, if you spell it with an A, you know?
And I did such a good job of it, I should put out ads, you know, available as terrorist.
Terrorist.
You know, terrorist for hire. That would work.
Wow, terraforming.
Yeah, that was a good time.
That was nice.
Yeah, and, you know, of course, the huge down of it being that I was out in the sun all day, and I got horribly sunburned, and, yeah, great idea, God, the whole sunburning thing,
mm-hmm.
that's a terrible idea.
Here's your sun, you need it to live, but stay out in it for a couple hours, and watch out.
Mm-hmm. Really could have done a better job with that.
I always thought that people could maybe have these kind of shields that would form on their skin, maybe like the Batmobile.
Yeah, I don't see why we couldn't.
I don't know, like an armor. It would protect us instantly.
But, I mean, you know, I'm willing to do the standard trade-off. Like, you know, you got to eat lots of protein or your shield's going to suck.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
I don't see why that couldn't exist.
Mm-hmm. And we're talking fully air-conditioned, ventilated.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, that's just, yeah, kind of a given. You know, and if you don't get enough iron, you know, say your air conditioning doesn't work as good. This actually brings to mind one of the great philosophical questions of human existence that I don't think we've ever dealt with on What Jail Is Like, which is, would you rather be like suddenly transported to the planet Mercury, where it's incredibly hot and you'd burn up? Or would you rather be suddenly transported to like Pluto, where it's really cold and you'd freeze?
Seems to me that freezing would be a slower, more painful death, maybe.
Hmm.
I mean, because Mercury's pretty hot.
Yeah.
So you'd probably instantly be just turned to ash, wouldn't you?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if... I guess there's very few places where you'd instantly freeze.
Yeah.
You'd have to go further out to instantly freeze. I'm actually of the freezing camp. Maybe I'm just
Actually, I'd probably lean towards that more, too.
Because, I mean, you've got the whole intrigue, like, if somebody could come along and unfreeze you. You know, you've got that whole thing. And, you know, if you're really getting aggravated with this whole death thing, you can just, you know, just whack yourself over the head with a boulder or something and just
cut it off straight. You know, you probably become so lethargic. But can you imagine dying by having all the fluids in your body just cease to move around to circulate, you know?
Yeah.
And having all your, like, lungs and your organs and stuff just, like, solidify?
Yeah. It's
almost like burning to death is a more active, engaging death. So you're screaming your head off the whole time instead of just like slowly realizing that you're freezing to death.
I suppose there is, you know, a little suspense involved in burning to death. It's like, wow, my right knee's holding out pretty well. Who'd have thunk?
But you really, there's not time to kind of contemplate the pain
mm-hmm.
when you're burning to death, maybe?
I guess not. Maybe if you have a metal plate in your head, you're one of those people.
It's
you
true,
know?
It's just like boiling in your head.
Well, I mean, that would really suck. Yeah, the rest of you is burning up, and the metal plate's kind of got your brain shielded.
Shielded.
So, yeah. You could tell I took a lot of science courses during college. They put metal plates in all the astronauts' head, and then they send them to space.
Yeah.
And that's how they survive.
They can't go in your microwaves now.
That's a real pain.
That is a pain.
Yeah.
They get migraines.
Yeah. They have their cats do all their microwaving for them.
Oh...
So what's up?
Nothing. I'm just generally lethargic these days, man.
Yeah.
Life as a dude has not been good to me.
I know. It's kind of rough.
Look at me. I'm lounging. Every opportunity I get, I have to lounge.
My other job, you know, for listeners who are, you know, kind of delayed in the continuity of what sounds like, I work as a package handler at a local shipping facility. And the way the job is designed, of course, is that there is a chute. I work in a trailer. There is a chute that comes down from the ceiling and shoots packages at me. I grab the package and then I build a wall, Tetris-like, with them. And I was noticing this week that a lot of the trailers have graffiti in them in certain areas. The trailers have a couple sections. The bottom section is called the belly. And the belly, you can put packages in there, and then you climb out of there and close these flaps, and then you've got the normal floor of the trailer. And under the flaps of all in the belly, under the flaps, a lot of people will write graffiti. And I'm noticing that it's predominantly religion-oriented. You know, like read one that I read this week was, you know, read John something and Matthew something to find out about Jesus. It was occurring to me that it's really, while I'm doing this job, it's really not such a good place to be bringing out biblical implications of this, as I am in the belly of the trailer, mm-hmm. and God, or the above, is shooting packages at me mm-hmm. and hurting me as I go up. It's really not the right place to reinforce.
Some heavy, thing. That's a heavy metaphor, man.
Yeah. Yeah, the sure act of contemplating it causes.
You also gotta wonder, what's going through the mind of the Orthodox Catholic tagger. You know what I mean?
That's a good point.
How, I don't know, you gotta be pretty intense, pretty serious about your stuff.
Yeah.
If you're really interested in just vandalizing something with the Word of God.
That's true.
Because, you know, is he okay with that? Is he excited about that? Does he feel, all right, good, you got my word out, you're spreading it. Good for you. Or see, like, you know, that's really not necessary.
That's a guy's thing. Some guy's gonna have to
scrub that off. And you know, yeah, sure, a lot of people will see it every time they lift a flap. In the long run, you're just kind of making it other people's lives harder and more annoying, and that's not your property by any means.
I guess you just kind of reinforce this whole mindset where, you know, like your supervisor are the Pharisees, and you know, anytime you get yelled at it, well, of course, you know, that's part of the course. Of course it's gonna happen. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So I think you should pick up a pen, man.
Yeah, I've been really thinking about it, because they give us these crayons that we have to write on the packages with, you know, like check each one. So I've been thinking. Mm-hmm. I don't have anything yet.
Read Time Magazine.
Yeah.
Something. Read Reader Digest.
Yeah. All right, let's go off to a song right about now.
Let's do it.
You are listening to WEFT Champaign 90.1 FM. Let me let that be known as we creep up to 11 o'clock. On yet another day in the grand comedy and tragedy of human existence.
Mm-hmm.
What a pageant we have. 359-9338 is the phone number. You got an idea what we're doing next? I'll come down to you.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go home and I'm going to go and say no. I don't. So this is really where you have to call 359-9338. And this is where your voice could make a difference. This is where you call in and you could actually tell us what to do next. And mm-hmm. we'll find a way to do it somehow.
Such as, hey, what Jill's like, crew, will you stand back and receive milkshakes from me?
And we'll say yes. Yeah. Yes, we will. Bring them on down to 113 North Market Street. But, you know, if that's not your style, you could say, hey, what gel is like? I would really like it if you could find a way to, bam, fill in the blank. And maybe we can make your dreams come true, you know? Make a wish kind of thing. So just I'll call 359. We're nice guys. We'll actually answer the phone. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we like to keep it real. 359 and 338.
Here come the jams.